Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Come out!
Brian Munson.
Hey, long call. Comfy left Zoom Buster. 63 Bang Z Maui. Alert. Paradise Z Burger Y Wrap. On one.
Husker Online on the Connor Happer Show on 1620 The Zone.
All right, big weekend ahead, of course, for Nebraska football. The recruiting side of things, it's finally here. Brian Munson of Husker Online joins us over the phone now. Munson, hello. How are you?
I was just saying that. I mean, you and I have been kind of like teeing this up for like 2 months.
Yeah.
Like, we've been teasing this since like early February when names started to break and the date was kind of coming up. And now all of a sudden, here we are. March 25th, never thought it was going to get here, and junior day is upon us.
First of all, before we get into the actual specifics of the people who are going to be here, how has this week been sort of trying to sift through who might be here, who will? Do you actually know until they're actually here?
Well, I tell you what, there have been some helpful hints along the way. I mean, obviously, a few of these guys have gone out and publicly stated, hey, I'll be in Nebraska the 24th, you know, like Jaden Riddell,
yeah,
the Smith twins, and Andrew Sprague, I think, had come out, and Gage Ginther last night had put some things out there. So we're getting confirmations here and there, you know, around the way, around the class. There have been some questions. Like Williams Nowerny has been a name that several people have brought up to me over the last couple of months, like, are you still sure he's coming in? It sounds like, you know, like he's not going to be there. I mean, that was one last night that I wanted to make sure that I got a hold of him and I got a hold of his head coach. As of last night, like 7 o'clock p.m., they were still scheduled to be here today. So I think relatively speaking, it's been kind of a these guys are in kind of thing. And there's some guys like Andrew Sprague, like they're not 100% like, you know, talking to everybody on the phone yet. They're still kind of trying to keep things at a distance. He just announced the top 10. Nebraska made that. I think Nebraska fans should feel really good about that. But he's not a big talkative, you know, kind of guy when it comes to picking up the phone and talking with the recruiting services. He'll get there. It's just that he's not there quite yet. We'll get something later on this week. But yeah, I think that this has been kind of easier to confirm than it typically would have been, you know, in previous other events.
Generally, Munson, when you look at the big picture, I mean, there's so many highly rated Well, I guess, first of all, before we even go further down that road, I've heard this question been asked a lot, and you're about as qualified to answer it as anybody. Is this the biggest visit weekend for Nebraska that you can remember?
Easily. I started doing this in November, December timeframe of 1999. That's how long I've been covering Nebraska recruiting. I've been a fan of Nebraska recruiting coming up through the early 90s. And I cannot recall ever a collection of talent like this. Numbers, we've gotten close. We've gotten close in terms of just sheer quantity.
Gotcha.
We have not gotten here anywhere near this when it comes to quality. This is an insane group of visitors that are there this weekend. This is a massive weekend for Nebraska.
So generally, and every prospect is different, of course, because everybody's got to make a decision on their own. But how would you categorize some of these guys who, you know, like, maybe there's a group who's here because of Dylan Raiola. Maybe there's a group of kids who would follow Dylan Raiola here if he would. And maybe there's a group that you know, wants to be just sort of a part of it this weekend and is going to check out Nebraska for the first time. It's always, now don't get me wrong, it's important to bring these guys in because you have to let them see it in the first place, and it opens people's eyes, and maybe it does dividends for you down the road in recruiting. But as far as realistic, you know, eventual Nebraska players one day, how many do you, and it's early in the 2024 class, but like, how many do you think there are, not future Nebraska players, but realistic possibilities for recruits in this class? How many of them do you think there are, and who might they be?
So real relevant guys for the weekend. I mean, I got asked the question earlier too, like online, I think it was on chat. You know, where did I kind of feel like out of the top five or six highly rated guys, like who did Nebraska have the best chances with? And it's hard not to just come out and say Dylan Raiola, but the percentages back that up. You know, you go down through Nowerny and Baker and Pelham and Bear and Nathaniel Frazier, and you get into, you know, those guys there where you're talking about Oregon and USC and Oklahoma, and those are really the teams that kind of keep popping up, you know, for the majority of those top five guys or so. But Raiola, you know, at least from an RPM perspective, it's close to 30% now and on three that Nebraska could end up getting his signature. And that I think is going to be music to the ears of a lot of Nebraska fans. But to your other point, it's like, how many of those guys are interested in Nebraska, or at least coming in the weekend that Dylan Raiola is there, because they've got to get an understanding about how serious it is, where you have the number one player, number one quarterback in the country that's really serious about going to Nebraska. And it kind of puts Nebraska like over this threshold to drive these players to kind of take a trip. And the trip is serious enough to where they were considering Nebraska enough. They would maybe have taken that trip, but Raiola is ultimately that huge stimulus to get them into Lincoln this weekend to kind of see how things kind of all come together, give them that chance, that space to kind of hang out. And today's a big day up in Lincoln. They're going to be doing a lot of stuff with the team and the coaches and the staff all together, kind of going through all this stuff. But there are guys like Brandon Baker and Nathaniel Frazier, at least to me, jump out as far as the list is concerned. And you go, obviously there's been some level of communication there, you know, to kind of get them interested in taking the trip this weekend to Nebraska to take a look at things, because Dylan is in communication with them, and they're considering a lot of the same schools, Oregon, USC, you know, and then obviously Nebraska has offered both those guys, and I think Raiola wants them to go take a look, and so he can kind of see how things are kind of could come together potentially. But I mean, you also got guys like Jacob Smith and Gerard Smith, the twin brothers from Connecticut that had just come back from Alabama. That's like their fourth trip to Alabama. They'll be going back to Notre Dame later this week. It's really like there's two things. There's a Raiola factor, and there's a Matt Rhule factor. The Matt Rhule factor is huge with Jacob and Gerard, and a number of these guys, obviously, like Andrew Sprague is another one. To where those guys have just done such a great job, Matt Rhule and his staff, and just kind of getting things up off the ground in the last 4 months. And then that's why those players are in Lincoln this weekend as well.
Let me ask you specifically about one, and I didn't know if it was possible for another, you know, one individual player to take headlines away from Dylan Raiola going into this weekend. I still don't know if you can. But there's one guy who's made a lot of noise, I feel like, this week, just watching it sort of a little bit more tangentially than you, for example. Ryan Wingo, the wide receiver from St. Louis, big body guy, you know, either On3 has him as a 4-star, a lot of other sites have him as a 5-star. What do you, I mean, do you find that surprising, first of all, that I feel like that's the second most common name that's sort of talked about this weekend? He announced a couple hours ago that he's going to be in Lincoln this weekend for sure. What's your read on Ryan Wingo?
arguably the top wide receiver prospect for Nebraska on their board. I mean, has had huge numbers last year, both in the special teams and the offensive side, punt returns, kick returns. He's a guy that could play both sides of the football. He's a great defender. Like you had said before, this is not like, you know, he's some, you know, he's not sawed off. He's got the frame. He's got the athleticism. It's kind of interesting as well, because you and I and others have talked about the importance of St. Louis and just not being able to knock down the door in St. Louis. And Wingo is arguably one of the best ones to come out of St. Louis in a while, and all of a sudden he's going to be in Lincoln this weekend. So it's hard to not say this correctly, but Wingo has got to be at the top of a very, very short list of the players that, if you could draw up a class for Nebraska for 2024, you know, who would be on that group? If you had to grab four or five guys, I think that he's going to be on 90%+ of all those lists. He is that good of a player. He's a huge playmaker. He could get in the class and be so many different things for you. And just the playmaking ability is exactly what Matt Rhule and his staff are looking for in the 2024 class. So he is a massive, massive recruit for Nebraska this weekend to really get him impressed and get him thinking about going to the Big Ten and coming to Lincoln.
So there's a local component to this, which is obviously, I mean, it's huge with Carter Nelson and with all the other top prospects in the state, like Davon Hall and Isaiah McMorris and Caleb Benning, that are all coming into town this weekend. I wonder how important it is that you get those guys around some of the, you know, the people that are being talked about for, you know, because of their ratings a little bit more this weekend, and have everybody sort of in together. It feels significant, because what we often talk about with local recruits, Brian, is, you know, there's been a sense of they want to be recruited just like everybody else, instead of assumed that they're going to end up in Nebraska just because they're local recruits, or they're from Omaha, or they're from Ainsworth, or whatever it might be. I feel like this is a really good example to mix them in with a national recruiting weekend that sort of shows them that.
I totally agree with you. I felt like in my three and out on Wednesday, I tried to kind of grab that, because I felt like you're getting Riola's coming in from Arizona. You've got Baker and Frazier and others coming in from California, but then you got like the Smith twins that are coming in from Connecticut. You've got Gradney and a couple other guys coming in from Texas, but then you've got this great component of in-state talent and regional, you know, 500 mile radius talent as well. And I feel like this paints a really important picture, I think, to all of the recruits, that Nebraska is a national operation, that it's not gonna gloss over and take anybody for granted. That Nebraska values the talent all the way around the country, and they want to get the guys from Kansas City as much as they want to get the guys from modern day and Pinnacle High School in Phoenix, Arizona. Those are really important things, and you can get that sense, and you can tell that picture basically by looking at this visitor list and where these guys are coming from this weekend. So I think that was an important way to sell essentially this weekend to the recruits, because they're coming in from everywhere. And that's a big message for Nebraska to tell those guys this weekend.
Dylan Raiola has already said, by the way, that he's coming back for the spring game. Which is that weekend going to be a significant, I mean, it usually is, I'd imagine it's going to be building up to be a significant one again for Nebraska this year.
Well, and so I talked to, and Willis McGahee announced yesterday or Tuesday.
Yeah.
That,
which once
that
again, Willis McGahee, the fourth. Yeah.
So Willis McGahee, the fourth, the edge rusher from Miami, who had just left Nebraska on Monday, announced that he's coming back that same weekend. And the biggest reason why is because Dylan Raiola will be there. He wants to come back to Nebraska and hear about what the number one guy is thinking about when it comes to Nebraska. I mean, as a defensive guy, you would think, well, there's definitely some value there in understanding what the number one guy is going to do, even though it's the other side of the football. But McGahee basically confirmed that that's a game changer to him. Hmm. It's a complete and total game changer. If the number one guy in the country is going to Nebraska, that's going to be difficult for him to overlook. And he certainly wants to hear what Raiola is thinking about Lincoln.
So let's go to Raiola individually then, Brian Munson of Husker Online.
Yep.
I think he's been up here for however many times. He's going to come back however many times more now. But this is the weekend where it's this big weekend, and it's all sort of around the idea of him, or he's sort of the ringleader of the entire, sort of visit. What needs to happen as far as him, whether it's, and you could peer recruit without being committed and without saying you're going to this school. He believes in this place, even though he may not end up here. But what needs to happen with Dylan Raiola and his interaction with the other sort of prospects this weekend in order for this to be a success?
Well, they have to kind of see it the same way that he does. They're going to get that view at practice. They're going to have this amazing chance to sit down with the staff and really be able to connect with them. They're going to have a chance to go through and see all the facilities. They're going to have a chance to go to that baseball game, et cetera, and have a chance to hang out. They need to see the bigger picture. They need to see that, not only is like Lincoln not a bunch of cornfields because you got kids coming in from various parts of the country, talking to the Smith twins yesterday, like they had no idea what to expect. And they were blown away, taking that trip, landing at Omaha and driving to Lincoln. That was eye opening, and getting to Lincoln and being in the downtown area, it was something that was really surprising to them. So these guys have got to have these individual experiences up against their expectations. How does the anticipation of what they're going to see, how realistic was that? Go back and measure that a little bit. Then get a sense about where Nebraska is at, what they're building, what they're doing. How would they use you? How far away are they? How quickly can they get there if they got a guy like Dylan Raiola, and who he just had a chance to go talk to, and the rest of the guys that are there? Because this is kind of a dream kind of class weekend. If you can get, a few of these guys as a core from this weekend to kind of help you drive pulling together the rest of the group. So there's got to be a lot of big picture star alignment kind of conversations that are going to have to happen this weekend, but these guys are going to have to see it for themselves. And that's really where Nebraska has always, things have always kind of worked out when it has to come down to people have to experience Nebraska. When they're there, it usually works out in Nebraska's favor.
I know he's got more visits coming up. Are we on, after this weekend, and we'll have a better idea of it after, are we on commitment watch yet? He's given the sense that it might go a little bit longer than we sort of once anticipated.
Yep.
And I suppose you can't know really until you regroup after this weekend. But what do you think the vibe will be coming off of it for specifically Dylan's recruitment?
Well, I certainly feel like you're making another connection with Satterfield, with the offense, with the targets that Nebraska is also recruiting along with Dylan. Are we on commitment watch yet? I don't think so. I'm a little concerned. I'm getting a little bit more concerned based on how some things have been kind of extending out in the timelines. You're talking now about getting into June. There's not a lot of wiggle room. Nebraska's certainly got all of the quarterback eggs for the 2024 class are in the Raiola basket.
Yeah.
There are no other quarterbacks now that Daniel Kalen's off the board that we're even talking about anymore. So things get really, really interesting. And I just don't feel though like you're quite in that commitment watch yet, but I think Nebraska still has some time. And if it turns out that things aren't looking that great, like after this weekend or after the spring game, there could be a way to kind of get out of it. But Nebraska, the way that they're playing this, they feel like they are completely and totally in the sweepstakes for Dylan Raiola. And I think Nebraska fans, and what Matt Rhule has been able to do in such a short time, that should make Nebraska fans feel pretty good.
Yeah. But It would make them feel a lot better if they closed the deal.
Absolutely.
That's for sure. Munson, we appreciate it as always, man. Looking forward to the coverage from all you guys this weekend. It's we know it's a big one for Husker Online over at the site. We appreciate it. We'll be looking forward to the coverage on Sunday and Monday.
Sounds good, man. I'll talk to you in a week.
Brian Munson of HuskerOnline.com. They'll cover it all there. And they'll also cover it all on our next guest's website, Husker 24/7. We are pro internet here.
We love the internet.
Pro internet.
Mm-hmm.
1620thezone.com probably won't have any coverage.
Well, I mean.
But it will have places. It will have, you know, you could like win a bunch of tickets to stuff there.
Ooh.
Theoretically.
Have, you know, you can have multiple tabs open. So you can have a tab open reading Brian's columns and Brian's columns. Right. And also
1620thezone.com.
Click clack away on your keyboard and enter to win some tickets to, I don't know what, Matchbox 20, John Party, Brian Regan.
Whoever comes to downtown.
I don't know, Hamilton. Maybe not Hamilton, but.
Significant things.
Yeah.
Yes, Team Internet here on this show. Appreciate Munson. And Brian Christofferson will join the show next here on 1620 The Zone. We've reached the final stage of, there's only, 12 teams left in the big tournament at this point. We're going to have four more go by the wayside tonight. So time to get in on the action right now with FanDuel Sportsbook, which is America's number one sportsbook, of course, because right now FanDuel is giving new customers a no-sweat first bet up to $1,000. Imagine not sweating during an NCAA, during a tournament bet. That would be special. That would be special because you were probably sweating last night if you had any on those games. So no sweat with FanDuel, up to $1,000 back in bonus bets. If your first bet doesn't win, just go to FanDuel.com/Happer and sign up today to claim your no sweat first bet. You can wager on whatever you might like, whether it's a team to win the championship or just a single game or props or anything in between. All in that, that's safe, secure, and easy to use, so don't miss your shot at a no-sweat first bet up to a grand when you join FanDuel today. Just go to FanDuel.com/Happer to sign up. Make every moment more with FanDuel. 21 and over, present in Iowa. First online real money wager only. $10 deposit required. Refund issued is not withdrawable. Bonus bets that expire in 14 days. Restrictions apply. See full terms at FanDuel.com/sportsbook. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-BETS-OFF.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.